Hello, this is Future Proof with the IoT, a podcast miniseries that is part of the Digital Transformation Solutions for Industrial Machinery podcast. This particular miniseries is focused on how to leverage digitalization to overcome manufacturing disruptions and bounce back stronger. I'm your special host, I'm Jörg Ludwig. So in today's episode, we want to continue the discussion about the general trends that were hampering productivity in manufacturing even before COVID arrived. And for that, our special guests are back. Welcome, Colm Gavin, Portfolio Development Manager at Siemens Digital Industry Software, Matthias Lutz, Head of Pre-Sales and Solution Design at DISW, and Siemens Bad Neustadt, it's Heiko Dickers and Sebastian Oeder. They are leader of the digitalization team and head of the production unit Main Motors at the Electric Motor Factory, respectively. So in the first episode, we talked about the trends of new business models and hyper-automation. Today, we will focus on low-cost competition and new generation workforce. But those trends are nearly inseparable. For example, Colm, would you say hyper-automation and other technologies are key to our third trend, low-cost competition?
Absolutely. And talking with my colleagues about this hyper-automation, you know, hyper-automation came out as a response to low-cost competition. So you need to be able to innovate to stay ahead with better quality, better service to compete against low-cost competition. Because we definitely see an increase in the competition overall in manufacturing, but it's especially aggressive from lower cost machine builders. You know, the effect of low cost manufacturers is that it will be difficult to maintain those margins. So what's important for the machine builder will be time to market, reliability, flexibility. They will become differentiators against the low cost manufacturers. You know, the machine builders will have to be more innovative to stay ahead of the competition. And one thing, an example that I work closely with a lot of machine builders that we feel is one way to combat the low cost is embracing the simulation tools, where you can simulate a complete machine prior to the physical installation. This means faster startup for new production lines, reduced on-site commissioning, and ultimately better quality. Because if that's ultimately how you're going to win against the low-cost competitors, is better quality. Because if the machines are not fully tested or if they don't comply with the feature specification, then that could result in long startup times, which can be prohibitively expensive if there's errors or parts need to be reworked.
Yeah, so Colm, to remain competitive, customers need to increase their labor and machine productivity by also reducing costs. This requires leveraging digital technologies to improve operational efficiency. For example, machine utilization, resource use, such as material, energy, labor, maintenance process, and the entire supply chain. And based on my customer conversations, I think it's very important not only to think about low-cost competition and lowering prices and stuff like that, it's more about differentiation. And with IoT, you can substantially change the way you are interacting with your customer. And it's not only about technology, it's really about the way you interact with your end customer and to get a much better proximity to your customers. And therefore, I think IoT has the potential to make a machine builder a integral part of the value chain of production companies. Very exciting, and I really see this trend coming up that IoT will move the machine builder much closer into the core of the manufacturing company.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear, Matthias. And Colm, is there a sector with high competition of low-cost providers?
What we have seen is really the manufacturers of the components that go into the machines, they are all competing against low-cost providers. Manufacturers of pumps, bearings, valves, conveyors. So those components that would go into a machine builder, whether it's a packaging machine or whatever it would be, that's where we're seeing, at least among our customers, some real competition for those components within the machines.
And Sebastian, can the same be said for competition with Siemens Bad Neustadt? Is competition greater with international providers? What do you think?
We are in continuous competition with companies around the world since many years. So I would not rate this as a new trend or a new driver for our activities. No matter if competitors are in the low-cost sector or not, the targets of our improvements are the same: becoming more efficient, reduce lead time, and improve quality, maybe with a different weighting over time. For this objective, we are using our toolset in digitalization and automation along our entire value stream. Every implemented automated system or digital solution further increases efficiency and strengthens our position. My personal perception is that with a higher level of automation, also production costs will level up around the world. Not direct production-related factors in expenses and time like transportations, customs, and so on will influence to a higher degree in the future.
Colm, that seems like a real sticking point for companies, especially with an aging workforce. With a high number of workers reaching retirement and the emergence of technology-enabled jobs, as we've been talking about, how are companies expecting to fill the employee and skill shortage? Do you think that manufacturers and customers you talk with are worried about this?
Absolutely. This is one of the major challenges for a lot of US manufacturing companies. The manufacturing workforce is aging. Baby boomers are nearing retirement. In fact, there's a Deloitte 2018 study stated that US manufacturing is looking at a potential shortage of 2.4 million workers in the next decade, you know, taking their specialized skills and knowledge with them, as we refer to tribal knowledge, just disappears out of the company. So at the same time, you know, manufacturing industry is expanding and they're producing more jobs and they'll need to be filled. But there is that shortage of skilled labor. And in my personal experience, this is a major issue for manufacturers when we talk about just have digitalization discussions with them. This topic comes first to the list as far as what's important for them, how we can help them with the aging workforce and that tribal knowledge leaving their facilities. And we see this especially companies with large facilities in, say, rural areas in the US, where they really struggle to get skilled workforce who want to work in, say, maybe not so glamorous locations in the US. They'd prefer to be in California or Boston or wherever, but New York. But getting skilled workforce is an issue. But one thing I think that I'd want to IoT can really, really help with this. We have tools in our MindSphere suite, collaboration board being one, which is really all about collaboration and aimed at capturing that tribal knowledge before it leaves the company forever. And this particular tool allows operators at different locations document and share issues that they were having on a production line. So it's moving that tribal knowledge, what might be on paper, into a digital format so they can capture their experience on the machines, on the production lines, and share that within the company. So that's an IoT-based tool within MindSphere that we feel can help. You know, we need ways, we need tools to capture that tribal knowledge before it leaves the company.
I think that's a very important point, because worker shortages means manufacturers will have an inability to deliver open orders on time, expand production levels, respond to customer needs, leverage new market opportunities, and develop new innovations and new products. We had some discussions around a huge press line at an automotive customer. And somehow our task was to get this press line connected to our IoT platform, to look into all the automation settings and to find some correlation to the actual, let's say, quality of the produced products. And when digging deeper into that use case, I felt that a huge driver for this initiative was that a lot of this workforce will retire soon, and somehow this knowledge should be preserved in algorithms, in data structures, and eventually in actual applications which lead to a better outcome of this press line.
Yeah, thanks, Matthias and Colm, for your perception. Sebastian, is retiring workforce becoming an issue in Siemens Bad Neustadt?
It is not a major issue in our current situation. There are already standards and tools in place that ensure the transfer of know-how on quite a good level. Personally, I think that the generation change is a chance to further develop our digital use cases. The generation of digital natives adapts more easily to digital solutions and carries that mindset into our processes. That blazes a trail from centralized experts to decentralized multiplicators, which is very important. Nevertheless, we see a huge impact of automation and digitalization to to the required skill set and competencies of all of our functions. Everybody from group leader to manager in production, quality, or logistics needs to develop the required competencies to efficiently use the digital tools. In Bad Neustadt, we implemented an active competence management. For each profile, the required competencies are defined and linked to the required trainings. This is the most important factor from my point of view.
If a retiring workforce is not as much a problem for Bad Neustadt, what has been a hurdle to adopting a new factory workflow? Has it been difficult to implement the tools that use IoT data?
As Sebastian mentioned, we already have most of the knowledge from the retiring workforce. But to look in a more cultural way, we had a lot of efforts by operating inline systems, servers, and so on. We had to take care of updating systems, security topics, implementing hotfixes, and so on and so on. Also, if we want to connect machines from different locations in the world, to have an overall overview about it, it was not very easy to realize that. And to switch to a cloud solution, we now can focus more on setting up use cases. Of course, yeah, we have also some infrastructure topics in terms of setting up a connection to be done. But especially at the beginning, we had also to learn many things. Also as an early adopter for MindSphere version 2 and later to move then to version 3. But we don't have to operate the MindSphere itself. So we can focus and we can use the manpower creating benefits for the shop floor productivity.
So thanks, Colm, Matthias, Heiko, and Sebastian. All these insights and challenges in manufacturing have been really interesting and helpful for a view into the industrial machinery industry. I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us for the second episode of Future Proof with the IoT. We still have so much of the story to share. And in the next episode, we will cover how the Internet of Things can help solve these industry challenges. So take care, and we hope to have you again.